Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering. Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Alan Collins. I head the abuse team at Hugh James, and I'm joined today by my colleague Danielle Vincent. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Alan.
In this podcast, we are going to be talking about wrestling. Yes, you heard us right, wrestling. Now, Danny, I have to confess that being a little bit older than you, Saturday afternoon television used to feature wrestling. I think it was a sort of part of the staple Saturday afternoon sport diet. There was sort of grandstand, and pretty sure the wrestling would be on one of the particular channels. But anyway, it doesn't matter which channel it was. Pretty sure it was ITV. Anyway, wrestling was, you know, it was there Saturday afternoon. And I can just remember sitting either waiting for the football results to come up, or we'd be visiting granny and she'd be watching the wrestling. So there'd be these huge wrestlers. I think there was sort of Giant Haystacks and Big Daddy. I think those are the names that I'm sort of conjuring with. This is going back to the 1970s. It's just part of the Saturday afternoon, 4:30 lead up to when all the football results were coming in from all over the country. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I know about wrestling. Big gentlemen with, you know, throwing each other around the ring, Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks, and I'm sure there were other well-known wrestlers too. And that is the some extent of it. And Dad would always say to me, well, it's all fake, it's all a put on, they're not really hurting each other, they know what they're doing, boom, boom. And so that's the extent of it. And yeah, I can also remember there'd be people getting quite excited by the rings, watching these men chuck each other around with a great big thump as they hit the deck and all the canvas, rather. Anyway, I'm reminiscing. I'm going back in time, maybe a fair few years, probably many, many, many years ago. And so anyway, I'm going to stop talking. Danny, why are we talking about wrestling?
So we're talking about wrestling today. It's twofold, really. One, we're talking about wrestling in the UK and how over the last couple of months there's been quite a few things come out in the media about wrestlers and abuse, whether it be sexual abuse or emotional abuse. And then secondly to that, it's regarding the safeguarding issue, which I'm sure that you've talked about before in respect of the coach relationships with people, you know, between the age of 16 and 18, because there have been some things that have come out in the media in regards to, you know, coaches in wrestling and how they've had relationships with 16 and 17 year olds, which has caused emotional abuse to them. So this podcast really is just to discuss what's been happening over the last couple of months that's come out, and the changes that are being looked at to be implemented going forward, hopefully.
Okay, so how big an issue is this? As I said, until you mentioned it to me, I had no idea. I have to confess that I had no comprehension that wrestling was very popular, number one, and very popular with young people. And thirdly, that there was clearly, by the sounds of it, from what you're saying, a safeguarding issue when it comes to the wrestling world.
Yeah, well, WWE, which is obviously the big giants, which most people will recognise, we've got basically an umbrella, which is Next UK here, which manages a lot of wrestlers. There are a number of different organisations, but it's in regards to the safeguarding, because wrestling it falls in between a performance and a sport, because as you say, the routines are mapped out. So it's not a competitive sport, as you say, but there's the performance element. But there have been things like, there's been the film Fighting With My Family, which had an all-star cast that came out. And I think things like that have made it a lot more popular. You know, there are wrestling shows all around the country every weekend, well, before COVID. So it does draw in the crowds.
Obviously, it's all drawing in young people. And teenagers, and of course, as we know from all the various scandals in sport, they're vulnerable because they're away from their parents. They're very dependent on those in sport who manage and coach, train, etc., being of absolutely good faith, walking straight down the line, so to speak. Mums and dads, carers, you know, they all are so dependent on these adults being absolutely professional, 100%, 100%, you know, taking it right down the line, so to speak, because they've got the welfare of the children and young people. They've got that responsibility. So I can see why youngsters in wrestling would be just as vulnerable, potentially, I'd emphasise potentially, as their contemporaries, whether it's football, gymnastics, whatever it is, where we've seen these terrible scandals in recent years.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's been part of basically the speaking out movement that a number of quite famous wrestlers have come forward and, you know, admitted that they've been raped or different things have happened to them, you know, of an abuse nature whilst they've been in these situations. And a number of very famous wrestlers, both in the US and actually under the UK umbrella, have been named. And obviously we don't need to discuss the individual cases, but as part of that movement, basically some younger people that were training at 16 and 17 have come forward to say that they had relationships with their coaches. Both WWE and Next UK have suspended a number of individuals whilst investigations are taking place. But one of the things that have come out from this is that there is a lack of safeguarding and processes in this industry. And so going forward, there's going to be the first British inquiry into respect of wrestling, which hopefully will move forward in early 2021.
Yes, and I see some politicians are interested in what's going on in wrestling. And of course, that is important for two reasons. Number one, they're interested in what's going on. And secondly, what occurs to me, of course, is that there is pressure being brought to bear on Parliament to change the law so that positions of trust, or the definition of positions of trust in the criminal law, is expanded so that all adults who are in a position of trust can commit offences with 17 and 18 year olds. Because at the moment, there's a bit of a loophole which enables a lot of people in positions of trust who have, for want of a better term, a sexual relationship with a 17 or 18 year old, who cannot be criminally prosecuted because it's deemed consensual. Yeah. And so on. You know, this comes to mind, you know, as you're describing what's going on in wrestling when we're looking at safeguarding. So I think there's certainly a role for the politicians to be examining all of this, and also to be thinking about, yes, we do need to close that loophole in the law.
Yeah, and I think, so it's from my understanding, this inquiry, they're going to accept evidence in written and oral form to form this report, and the report is hoped that it will then promote, support and improve wrestling in the UK, so hopefully the safety of these individuals. And if this is alongside the NSPCC's campaign to, you know, close the loophole in respect of coach relationships, vulnerable people between the age of basically 16 and 18, hopefully it will really bring about some good changes for it.
Good. I should think so too. And I think this is a podcast that will need revisiting in due course. So thanks, Danny, for bringing all of that to my attention. Thank you, podcast listeners. And by all means, contact us if you want to discuss any of the issues that we discuss in these podcasts, or if you think there are issues or subjects that we ought to discuss in the podcast, then please do get in touch with us. So thank you for listening, and speak to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.